talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
All right, here we go. It's a Getaway Friday, July the 10th, 2020, 7:10, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour, and this date will live in infamy, much like many other days, because as I said, I did not know what this hour would be. I said that all morning because I had no messages. I had no warning heretofore as to what was going to happen. Now, let me just fill you in what happened. About 5 weeks ago, we started to rebuild this Exchange Club panel, which is supposed to be a discussion of current events minutia between a group of people. And 2 weeks ago, we had somebody come in who was here for 2 weeks and was a panelist on the show, and you know, everything went fine. And then we had 2 weeks where we did not have a panelist on the show, and I thought everything was going fine. And then we had last week, which was a phone call, lunacy, insanity, and craziness. So I didn't know what was going to happen this week after all that, but now we know, because somebody was hiding behind the door as I left the studio for a minute, and as I came back in, they were perched behind the door. Could have had a gun, could have had a knife. No, had a cell phone, because this is apparently a funny thing to do. Back in the studio this week. You know, I always want to call you Abby Umali. That's always the thing I want to say. Abby Crowman. Abby, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I didn't even hear a thing you said. Say it again.
Good, how are you?
There you go, now
Scott.
The mic's on.
There we are.
Do you feel good to be back?
Sure.
Wow.
I mean, you know, you said we didn't have a panelist for 2 weeks, but that's because you told me not to come for 2 weeks, so just being clear.
Now, why
so
do you want to get back?
I was here for 2 weeks, and then I wasn't here for 2 weeks.
I thought we didn't want to start that.
No, I definitely don't. But
why
just,
do you want to start off the program?
Because you didn't say, I told our new panelist not to come for 2 weeks, but she's back.
Okay.
That would have been a better intro.
But see, why did you hide behind the door and try to scare somebody? And took a video of it?
Yes.
This is insane.
It's hilarious. Scaring people is like one of my most favorite things to do. I literally have videos. I just was doing it at work the other day.
You were scaring people at work?
Yes.
And when they bring out the lawsuits against you, then what?
Everybody knows it's good fun. But I do have a video of Scott with a very startled face now.
Now, what if you would drop dead? These videos would be like laying right there.
I know. It's amazing.
A startled face. I have a startled face.
Yes, you have a very startled face.
Well, I was startled. I didn't know anybody was in here.
It was good.
That's a bad thing to do to somebody.
It was a lot of fun.
You get joy out of this.
I do. I do it at work a lot.
Oh, this is so sad.
You know, got to keep it lighthearted.
It hurt my heart.
You laughed.
After it was over.
Yeah.
You're still laughing about it. You're insane.
I could laugh about it all day. I will. At least I've watched the video a lot of times. I could post it for you.
No, we'll just keep that on the private areas.
Tag you in it?
No, we don't need that. We've done enough posts for the day. Now, but you weren't here for 2 weeks.
Right.
And then last week you had a very angry call.
I wasn't.
And every... Oh,
I
no,
wasn't.
No, don't.
I
now listen. I host the show.
Frustrated.
Listen, that was an angry call. Everybody who heard it thought it was angry. And, yeah, people heard it. And everybody knew it was angry. And that's okay. Because I'm willing now to be the peacemaker.
Oh, you're just going to put it behind you.
Sure.
Good.
I've put that call behind me.
Okay.
Because I don't know what you were talking about.
You have... Okay. We're moving on. That's
are we
just
now?
Ridiculous. Yes. Yes. Anybody knows that when you're, like, calling off of work, you don't do it an hour before you're supposed to be there. I mean, you just don't. And then make some, just some excuse.
But you didn't call off. I called you off.
Right, which is weird. Like, you know, I was playing. I don't mind being called, backing up. I don't mind being called off, but then you said one excuse to me, but then it was something totally different. on air. Like, you just didn't tell me the truth. So then I was...
That's not true.
My feelings were hurt.
Wait, that's not true at all. I told you that...
It is true. Now,
wait a second. Now, before we move on to topic number one, I told you the real reason. You just didn't like, apparently, the real reason, and it became an issue. And I did not realize it was a festering issue. You have emotional problems. Now, I hate to get into this week. Oh, you do. Now, I hate to say this on the air, but you have some kind of emotional baggage that you harbor things, but yet you never... You did this before with me. You clearly are harboring things, and the person clearly knows you're harboring resented feelings, but if I ask you, you will tell me you're fine. Oh, no, everything's fine. And then, like, 6 months down the road, I'll find out that things were not fine. They were awful. There was a bad... Now, tell me this. Now,
it's not true. It's kind of one of those things, like, when your mom teaches you not... If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So I just, like, I'm not... Like, it's just whatever for a while, then I'm fine. Like, I don't need to give you ammunition to talk about. Like,
I talk so about I you on this show.
Oh, my God. No, but you... Yes, you do, but you just don't say my name. This is your way to get out
now,
of
see,
it.
See, let's get into that.
That's all morning this morning.
What did I say this morning?
We don't know what's going to happen at the noon hour.
Well, we don't know.
You
I didn't
know.
That's not about you.
It was, too. What are you talking about? We had a little thing here last week. You
yeah,
did.
We had a thing, all right.
Yeah.
30-minute thing.
It is what it is.
And as I'm saying that this morning, it never occurred to you to, let's let him know. Then he will know what's going to come up at the noon hour.
No, I would rather just be the mystery that scares you behind the door.
Now, see, that's the thing. Here's the problem. That's what you hide things.
I do not hide. What do you mean I hide things?
You should have just said, oh, you know what? I know what's going to happen at noon. I just heard him say he doesn't know what's going to happen. Why don't I tell him? We have means of communication to do that.
I didn't want to. Like, I'm supposed to be here at noon, then I'm supposed to be here at noon. I'm never one who doesn't show up when I'm supposed to be there. You should know that. I always do. If I say I'm going to be there, then I'm going to be there. Oh, don't wiggle your hand at me. You know this. You know me long enough. When I'm going to be there, when I'm supposed to be there, I'm always there.
Okay.
So, why would I not?
You know, I don't know why you have such a combative personality.
You just push buttons. I'm not even being combative.
No, but one time I'd just like to hear you say... You're right.
I think we just are going to have to agree to disagree about this, but I'm not being combative. I see it differently than you. You say I have an emotional problem.
Oh, you do.
But you have
several.
You have zero. You have zero emotions.
I do. I can't help it.
It's really different. It's a different... We're not going
to
agree on things.
I had like a searing eye pain this morning to where I couldn't even wear my glasses. I left them in the car this morning. But I put them on for a minute.
You know what that's called?
What is that?
Karma.
A searing eye pain?
The universe, like, poking you in the eye.
Why did the universe poke me in the eye?
To tell you you're wrong.
But which... I so many things I could have been wrong about. Which one would it be?
Me. It's Friday, so clearly it was like...
Oh, it's
like,
clearly
yes.
You. No, this morning... I didn't tell this story because I was busy this morning talking about ghosts. But I woke up this morning, and I don't know what it was. I had, like, a pain in my eye. So I put the glasses on to come here, and as I was driving here, in the 10-minute drive between here and there, it was like... searing pain in my eye, like my eye was watering. So I thought, I cannot wear these glasses. There's no way, because it was fogging. It was just not good. So I took them off, but within an hour it was fine, and now there's no pain at all.
That's really strange. It doesn't look red.
No, it's good. This eye.
Weird.
The left eye.
I'm glad it's better, though.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
because I do.
But I think, okay, here's the first, what is it?
Topic?
Do you want to host this thing?
I've left Scott speechless, apparently.
That was not... All right. Here we go. Topic number one. Paranoia. You have a lot of it.
I don't have paranoia.
Oh, you have a ton of paranoia.
Really?
I think so.
I don't think so.
You say you listen every day. Jury's out.
No. I've said I listen when I can. My work
schedule
has
changed. What does that mean?
When I can turn it on, I do.
What does that mean? Like, how many hours a day? What are we talking about?
When I can turn it on, I do. I try to turn on at least some every day.
Like in the car as you're driving to work in the morning, do you listen to like a replay?
I'm already at work. I don't listen.
You just levitate from your house to the... To the office?
I'm already at work when you are on.
And you like turn it on?
If I can, yes. Yeah. But as I told you, my work is not what it used to be. I was able to before, like, kind of be in a place where I could listen, and now I'm not.
But this morning,
yeah, I'm off work today. We're closed today.
You say, oh, 8 o'clock. Scott's on.
Mm-hmm. That's what I had said.
No, you have to know.
Yeah. I mean, I turned it on. Yeah, it was probably about, it was like toward the beginning of the show, about 20 after 8 probably.
Wasn't that a strong opening this morning?
Mm-hmm.
A talk show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. I mean, you know, you threw your jabs in there about if I was going to be here or not going to be here.
Boy, you're
paranoid. Talked about ghosts, and I do believe in ghosts. You know this.
Well, sure you do.
But I don't think ghosts are put here to scare you. I'm not, like, afraid of them like people are.
Has anybody ever moved your iced teacup?
No. No, nothing like that. I don't think things move. I mean, I've had things, especially at work. We talked about this because I work in an old church. So there's a lot of paranormal activity there.
Is there?
There is, yeah.
Okay.
But they don't like me necessarily, like, talking to them about it because they don't, you know. We're just supposed to tell them, like, it's time to move on.
See, to me, this all just sounds like borderline insanity.
I know it does. But, I mean, I've been there long enough. I've worked there for 20 years. I mean, I've been in the church long enough that, I mean, every day. I mean, when they're there, people are there for church, they're only there on Sundays. I'm there every day of the week and for extended hours at a time. So, I mean, I'm not the only one. Most of my girls have had incidences as well.
I've never had one. Ever.
I mean, I will tell you, it's like kind of startling at first, but then it's
like somebody hiding behind the door trying to take your picture.
I took a video.
Took a video.
It's startling, but it's easy to scare people in that old church.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of doors. But, you know, I believe in that. So I heard the paranormal stuff. And
it was
I
a good show.
What else did you talk about today?
It's so hard to tell.
Trivia.
Yeah, I did trivia. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I know what else you talked about, which I found interesting. The slang stuff.
Oh, yeah. The slang was interesting, wasn't it?
Briefly, you talked about that.
Yeah. But you listened a long time this morning.
Yeah. I tell you this and you don't believe me.
Well, I just find it interesting because I think this show is intellectual. And I thought you probably bore pretty quick.
I do sometimes. Would I tell you that as well? Yeah. So slang is interesting to me because I didn't really know the old slang stuff, but because I have teenage boys,
give me some
slang.
Here.
Oh gosh, what is it? Right now the biggest thing is cap. They say the word cap, yeah. So like it's kind of interchangeable for like lies. So like if they don't believe what you're saying or they're surprised by what you're saying, they'll be like, no cap, or like that's cap. Like you're telling a story or
that's a lie.
Kind of, yeah. Like
that's cap.
That's cap. That's kind of like how you would say it. Like if you told me something, I'd be like, that's cap. And you'd be like, no. Like it's like maybe you would say if you were I'd be like, no kidding. That's what we would say. But then they would be like, no cap.
See, like an old person like you saying that, mm-hmm. it seems so out of place.
I know. It does. It definitely does.
Like your cap.
You ask me for slang.
You say it like you're giving a speech. Your cap.
Well,
no,
I know.
It just
See,
doesn't work.
Right. I don't. It doesn't flow for me. Like maybe
it does. Can you give me a little like gangster it up a little bit or something here? I don't know. That's not working.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm just saying, like my kids say.
You used to chew other people's gum. I'm sure there's a little gangster in you somewhere.
Somewhere.
It's got to be.
I don't know why. I don't know what we were doing. We were in high school.
I never chewed anybody else's gum. I assure you. Who knew? It was this morning, I had a little bacon and a drink because my drink was flat. This morning.
Darn it.
Yeah, I know. Darn it.
What a day for you.
Yeah, I know. What a day. What a day.
Scott problems. I mean, goodness.
You wouldn't realize. On Friday, it's a long day.
It's
5 hours.
Friday. Listen, you complain about your 5-hour day, but you do realize that's like a normal work day.
No, on the air is different.
Everybody kind of works for 5 hours.
Yeah, but it's like on and off. When you're on the air, you've got to be on.
Oh, you're on all the time?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. I know. But I mean, like, I'm at work around people, so you're kind of
on
all the
different.
Time as well.
That's different. No.
Sure.
Like, no, not at all. You're completely wrong. There are two subjects I do want to get in, so I'm going to, since we're at the halfway point already.
It always is strange to me how you get the, like, you're the final judge and jury of, you're so wrong.
Well, it's called moderator. Wait till we get some more people in here as this group grows. Because, by the way, did you have a good 4th? I had a tremendous... I had to post pictures because... Normally, I would not have done that. Because, let me tell you, it's kind of awkward when you have a party to then say, let's take some pictures. But I guess when I did Memorial Day, I talked about it so much, and people kept saying, well, what and who and where, and
right.
I had to take pictures, so now I had to stage pictures at the thing.
So you gave people a little glimpse of your life.
A little bit. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah. Did I see them? Oh, I did. I did see them. Mary Ellen was there.
Mary Ellen was there.
Sean was there.
Sean was there.
Yes, yes. Oh, and Jeff.
Jeff
was
there.
Yeah.
Sure. It was a very eclectic group, and
that's
it was.
Fun.
And there were more people than were even in the picture, but it was fun because it. You know, I am starting to believe this is the way you do parties. You don't do parties with all family, and you don't do parties with all friends. You mix the two. And you have these great conversations because these people are not normally around each other.
Yeah.
And it becomes a very fun occasion.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a good fourth. Yeah, it was really good. We kind of relaxed in the morning and then...
Are you doing work on your phone while I'm trying to do a show here?
I am. So
high annoyance to me.
I know, and I'm sorry, but it's my...
There'll be another two-week layoff here coming.
Is this what happened? No.
This is what happened. This is where... And you blame me.
My 14-year-old is super excited to do something with his mom today, so...
And you're his mom?
That's me.
Wow.
But today is, like, mom and boys' day, so I obviously have three boys, so they're excited to go do something.
See, I would avoid that like the plague. Like, if you were my mother, and with your age, you could be. If you were my mother, I think I'd be in, like, a high depression.
We have so much fun. I'm fun.
Not really. I just haven't seen that side of you.
What are you talking about? You are being like a little negative Nelly today.
No, I'm in a happy mood today. I think it's Friday. You know, it's a good time. I thought, and now we have to have a competition because everybody knows that you will lose.
Why are you poking at me? Is this it? I haven't been here for a couple weeks, and now you're just going to poke?
No, do you not remember the disc golf conversation we had last week?
That would have been a lot. I do...
Disc golf. The summer's not over.
No, I know. I'm not saying I'm good at it. I think it's a lot of fun because
no,
I like frisbee
games. You think you will beat me. I know how you are. You believe you will beat me. Now, that's fine, but you won't.
I'm not saying that I know that I will beat you. Like I said, I think it's a lot of fun. I don't think it's necessarily my strongest suit. But do you ever play like Can Jam? So it's sort of like the same, only...
That's Cap.
Cap. Good job, Scott.
That's why I'm here.
You threw it in there. Are you going to use it now?
I got to work it in.
Are you going to?
Oh, yeah.
What's some other ones?
Getaway Friday and Cap.
See, I should have brought one of them with me, and they would have had like
the whole
gamut.
List.
Yeah, so I'm not going to remember them, but Cap is the newest one that we use a lot. I mean, not me, but they.
Did you use any slang in your day?
I don't know. What did we say? Rad? Cool? I don't know.
I don't know why you group me into your age category.
Because
it really is not a thing.
Contrary to what you tell your listeners, we are actually pretty close to the same age.
Okay.
Okay.
I really can't. That's Cap.
But I did just have a birthday.
You're old. Old.
I know.
Old.
No, not old.
We had a discussion a couple weeks ago, and it was interesting because it came up in a different way. Because you talked about a wedding, and you said you would invite me to your wedding. Now, obviously, after the last 2 weeks, that's probably not a happening.
Off the table.
Off the table. That I would not. But I said I would not come,
uh-huh.
And I wouldn't. But, and you thought this was a bad thing to say. And I saw an article in a magazine that I thought it was a good topic because it reminded me of that it's like apparently offensive if somebody invites you to something like that, a wedding, a birthday, something, and you don't have really any good excuse except that you don't want to come.
It's offensive?
I guess. Not happy. And I thought, I remember you getting offended, and I thought that was odd. Because why?
So that's where it comes in with you, like not having feelings. So like when people are making a list of people that are they want to come to their like, you know, lifetime events,
sure.
You know, something that like you can't get back.
Oh,
and then
people get married all the time,
as we know, right? 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 Welcome again.
Check mark.
So what I'm just saying. But if somebody takes the time to really want you there, I think they might be offended that if you just don't have an excuse other than, yeah, I'm not coming.
But my question is, why would I be on the list? Yeah, I would think your list, you know, you have people, I think.
I mean, I do. I definitely have people, but...
Sure. So I don't need to be on the list.
At some point, we stopped being coworkers and started being sort of friends, right? I mean, like,
well,
we're
not
acquaintances anymore, necessarily. We're not, like, coworkers anymore.
From your perspective...
You were the one who coined me your bestie not that long ago.
So bestie?
How how quickly you forget.
I must have. That must have been one of those mornings. I might have had a few eye-openers that morning.
You are something else today. You were really on one.
I'm in a good mood today. I don't know what you mean.
But I haven't done anything to you, and you're like...
No, I'm just saying, I don't know that we're besties, because a bestie...
You said this all the time, and besties don't have to bring each other Diet Cokes.
Oh, they certainly do.
They certainly do. I have brought you countless.
Apple butter donuts?
I've made... And they were good.
And didn't bring me any. Now, that is not a bestie.
You told me not to come in.
What? Hey, whoa. If you'd have said apple butter donuts... And I will be there. I would have made an exception. Mm-hmm. Then you tried to rub it in my face. Oh, they were so good, and everybody liked them. And
you asked about them, and I said they were good.
But I'm the one who brought it up. How could you not bring one to the person who brought it up?
Because you told me not to come in.
One hour.
Oh my goodness! What do you like? You are so. You act like you. What did you say? Or just a little bit ago, like you're not a mind reader. Well, neither am I. But when you say I'm not, don't come in. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to come in.
I think that's totally wrong.
Anyways, the donuts were good, but they need perfected.
So you didn't want to bring them because you knew I would make fun of them.
No, I definitely would have. No, I think you would have liked them, for sure. I don't think you would have.
We'll never know.
Here's the other thing. Because I didn't have any homemade apple butter. Like, the apple butter I gave you was homemade, so I had to use store-bought apple butter.
Your.
What did I say?
Your.
No, I did not.
You said your. This is taped. We can go back and listen. Go ahead. Your.
Okay, well, your apple butter
that's
was...
That's the Kentucky in you coming out.
Yes, it is.
Oh, how we've missed that.
I'm glad you have. Anyway, I had to use store-bought apple butter, so I told myself like I would have to take the time to make apple butter again. But that's like a 12-hour process, so, you know.
Now, here's a topic, if you listen. This was... Actually, I think we covered this two different days. And it's a fascinating topic to me because it's psychological and it's philosophical.
Okay.
Do you think some people are set up to failure? Did you hear this week?
I must have missed this. No.
Oh, this is good.
Okay.
I believe... This is what I know. I read an article and I think this is true. Set up for failure, I guess is what it is. I don't think they mean to be failures. And I don't think they try to be failures. And I don't think what they think they're doing is going to lead to failure. But I think people just have tendencies in their life that they don't understand are going... If you keep doing the same thing, mm-hmm. you're going to get the same result.
Right. Isn't that like the definition of insanity?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you why
I
do
believe
you...
it's true.
Okay. I'll go with you on that. But yeah. Like, why do you think some people are just set up for that?
Because I think it's their pattern. And I think they don't... Like, there's always some good in a failure, you know? And
sure.
Here's the thing. And I hate to go back, because I can do it this... because people fail a lot in relationships, and people fail a lot at work. This is where I see the failures in life. And I think what happens is, and we can do it for both, is I think what happens is, I think they... The thing is new in the beginning. So it feels good to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the relationship is happy. The job is happy. It's different. It's new. This is all great.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see the flaws because it's great. You're in that stage. And then you get around, and it's just your tendency in life is to not notice that until it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but you do the same thing every time. So by the time you get to the screw-up phase where you say, well, I got to get out of this. I got to quit the job. I got to leave the relationship. I got to get a divorce. I got to do whatever I got to do here. You are in the same pattern again, and you feel, you know, you have failed again, which you, I guess, have by some people's definition, but you're going to do it again because in the beginning it's okay. So I don't think you realize that you're setting yourself up for failure, but I think it's a pattern. And you can look at people. Like, if you look at somebody, you can say, how many times doing the same thing over and over and over again is the definition of insanity? But yet, if you ask them, they don't think that's insane. They think they're doing the right thing.
Sure. No, you're right. Nobody thinks they're setting themselves up for failure. I mean...
But I sit there at home and I go, man, that's a failure waiting to happen.
I bet you do.
But I don't say it in a derogatory way. I say it in, oh... Darn.
Do you ever root for people, though?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because there are certain people who are set up... conversely, I believe there are certain people who are set up for success.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who will risk it all.
Sure.
They'll put it on the line. They'll say, I can't, you know, that probably isn't going to be right. That's a big risk. I'm putting it all on the line. Mm-hmm. It's the total wrong thing to do. Now, I root for that.
I think that's me.
That is completely not you. You do completely the same thing. Your life is like a circle.
I don't think I do
the circle
same thing.
Is unbroken. That's the old, see, that's the Nashville coming out in me. The circle is, you don't ever break out of the circle. You're like a hula hoop.
No, I definitely do. My life is, I don't think you know me well enough to judge that, though.
Here's what I would, well, how can we be besties if I don't know you well enough? Here's what
True.
I think. If you did something one time that was out of your nature, I would be shocked.
I think you're, I do that all the time. I really do. I do, I don't know how you, I really do.
Tell me something that, because you know what I know about you.
Sure.
So tell me something that would shock me that you have done out of character that I'd go, wow. That's not part of the hula hoop.
I mean, I can't.
Because there isn't.
Thing. I do things.
Give me one. Give me one.
No, like, I don't know what you mean. You mean, like, I don't know what you mean. Like, on a daily basis with light. Like, I don't know. I do things. I'll do anything.
Like, you just start up. I'm a planner. I'm a this-er. I'm a that-er.
There's definitely things in my life that I have to plan. I'm a mom with three kids. But we're not. Busy. And I work, two jobs.
Right, but we're not. That's not what we're talking about here.
Sure.
We're talking about choices that you are allowed to make. Mm-hmm. That you have like a Y in the road. And you can go one way or you can go the other way.
Okay.
I think you always go a certain way. How did this come back to you? This was more of a broad topic. And
well, you asked.
No, you centered it back into yourself.
I did not center it to me. I said, I think that's me because I think that I do things.
That's centering it to you, yeah.
Because I was relating to what you were talking about. Isn't that what we do?
It's great. I'm having a good time.
This is so weird. Like, should I not
speak? Is there not like a smile
personally?
On my face here? I'm having a good time.
Should I not speak personally? Should I just
No,
speak
you
in
should,
general?
But I mean, I'm just saying that because you always tell me that I bring it back to you. I did not bring it back to you this time.
You said, I understand that. And I just related myself to the conversation and you said
and that's
that
fine.
Not you.
Right. Go ahead.
I do think that I'm somebody who would do things like, even though, and you, I think you should look at my life a little harder and you would realize like, okay, she is just going for it. Whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, there's certain things that I would just go for. What are you talking about? Yes, there is.
I was more of a shake than a talk.
That was a, no, he was shaking his head at me like I was in trouble.
No, I'm just saying I've never, your life right now is exactly what I would expect it to be. Knowing what your past is, there is no shock to me there.
Knowing my past, there's a lot of shock to me there.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
It's no shock. Because you're an old lady now. And
not hardly.
Certainly middle-aged. You're a middle-aged person now. And there are just certain things that are genetically going to be different when you're this age than when you're 20. But as far as the choices are very similar. They're very, you know, it's like, I think what you're, like you got a new coat of paint on the garage. That's just about the only difference. Same garage, just a different coat of paint.
No, like, I think my life is, it's so different. I mean, the choices that I made, say, you know, 10 to 15 years ago right now are totally different than what I'm doing now. I know that you don't see it because you don't know exactly, I mean, you didn't know me 10 or 15 years ago. But.
No, but I've heard back from others.
Which is
and I've heard you talk about it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's, you always, you know, when we talk about my life choices and things like that, like I've always said to you that like, I mean, I don't have any regrets about those things that I did.
Yeah, but that's, see,
I mean,
that's,
that I, you know, my choices.
But that's kind of like saying, you can't put milk back in the jug. So why regret it?
I agree.
But if you could fix it, I think people would do it differently.
Maybe.
Yeah. So the point. But the point is that the point is about patterns here, is that I do think some people are just destined to be patterned all their life, and they repeat that same pattern, same pattern, same pattern, same pattern. Now, there are a little derivation, but not a lot. And it's sad. It's sad, really, because if they would just change a little, if like one thing they did a little differently, world would be different.
Maybe.
This is what I think, to be honest with you, I think people get so stuck in their muck that they really don't ever think, well, what would that be? And you should think, what would that be?
Okay.
Should have a dream.
I think most people have dreams.
What do you dream about?
What's wrong with this mic?
You're talking like this. That's what's wrong with
really
it.
No, I'm really not.
You've gotten very quiet today.
It sounds totally different. See, it's messed up.
No, there you go. Fixed.
Is it?
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
So it wasn't just me.
But you got so quiet, I think you threw the mic off.
No, I didn't.
But isn't that an interesting subject, though? Because you look at people, and they'll say, here I go, my life's over again. And you look at that, and you say, well, why does that keep happening? Why?
Well, but good for the strong people that can, like, think their life is over, but yet pick up and go forward again.
Right, but shouldn't at some point we take a look at that pattern that's causing that problem?
Well, maybe. Listen, and I've said to you before, like, if people are happy, then go be happy. I'm happy for them.
Maybe that's the problem.
You don't think they should be happy?
I think people should be happy, but I think happiness sometimes leads to incredible badness. And I think people don't see that.
Well, that stinks. I mean, I don't think happiness always leads to incredible badness. Why would it? If you have good year, if you're happy for any length of time, and then it's worth it. Like, that's just the way
whoa,
it is.
Now wait a second. Now that changed. Wait a second. If you're happy for any length of time,
well, yeah,
then it's worth it.
It is. Do what makes you happy. Life is too short. I've told you this from day one.
But you can't be. See, here's the problem with that theory. If that's just in the moment, then the big fear there is that you're completely ignoring 10 minutes later, because 10 minutes later is going to come.
Sure, but it's not really 10 minutes.
But sometimes it is.
And who are we to make that call? 10 minutes later, we might not be here. You have to do what makes you happy.
More than likely, we will.
And maybe not. I just think you have to go with what makes. We've gone with this before.
Yeah, like, but live in the moment. That's a little. You would not tell a kid to live in the moment. You would not tell.
I absolutely tell my kids that.
But certain things you wouldn't. You know, it wouldn't be like that. It's just not laid out exactly that way. People by nature are just a little more cautious.
Mm.
You know, wear the helmet. Don't dive.
Maybe, but I've never really been like that. I don't think.
Is that what happened to your head?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been one to go for it, and I don't think that's a bad way to be. You know this about me. I have.
See, I don't see you as a spontaneous person, though.
Totally.
I see you as a very. I can feel it coming. I see you as a predictable, go with the flow type of person. Like, this is how it should be.
I don't think so.
Well, I've known you long enough now.
I mean, but you knew me, like, from work. Like, my work life is definitely different than that now. I know, but that's how it started.
Yeah, but it very quickly.
Professionally, I take things very seriously, and I probably am more of a planner and things like that. You know that. Like, I have to have things in order, and I have to know what's happening, but I don't think that's bad. That's kind of like, in our profession, that's kind of like what you do.
Yeah, but listen, we've been here. We've done mm-hmm. things here. We've talked on the internet. I've been to your house. Mm-hmm. We've been out to eat. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been things.
Yeah, and I think I've definitely had enough events in my life that have totally thrown me for a loop. You know this. Like, nothing, you know, what, like, two, three years ago plus was part of my life. Like, I would have never even expected it. If you had told me that 10 years ago, I would have laughed at you. I'm like, there's no way. But yeah, life takes the turn, and you know, I figure it out, and we just go on.
Sometimes you don't control the turns, but sometimes you do. See, that? I guess that's what I'm saying. I don't think people realize at some point you turn the light on in the room. That's your choice.
Sure.
To turn the light on or leave the light off. But what happens once the light is on, you might not have a whole lot of control over, but you turn the light on.
Okay.
You know, just like you start the car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bad things could happen between here and there, but it was your choice. If you hadn't turned the car on, there wouldn't have been a big problem.
You do it anyway.
Well, I don't know. See, I think people who end up not repeating bad patterns, they get to the other place okay. You know, here's what other people do. They say, oh, that road looks washed out, so I'm going to turn the car back off, and I'm going to take a boat. But the person who repeats the same bad patterns, they just turn the car and say, well, I'll just get right through that.
But that you just said, though, some people are like, you know.
Destined.
No. You just said you cheer for the people who know it might be a bad idea, but they do it anyway.
No, I cheer for the people who take the boat, because who derivate from the road that they normally take. You can be a spontaneous person and repeat a bad spontaneous pattern.
I don't know. Maybe.
Patterns can be anything.
I think you're just being confusing.
No, I'm just saying, if you fail at something, I believe there's a higher percentage that failure will continue to happen, not because of anything else except for the fact that that's your pattern.
Okay.
That's it.
Whether I'm predictable or not, I don't think my life is bad, so I guess there's that. You know, I don't find myself to be like the most predictable person in the world, but I like my life. I don't know.
Well, that's all, and we hope people do. We hope people do like their life. We don't want people to dislike their life.
Right. I mean, life is,
life's to be lived.
Life is to be lived, and I think it's fun, and I try to do fun things, and I am definitely, you know, I've been spontaneous, and I get out and I'll try anything. I mean, that's one thing I think my kids are excited about, doing things with me, because we never know what we're going to get into. And it's always fun. We just go with it.
I just want people, because when the sadness hits, it's okay when you're on the high. Sure. But when the bottom falls out, see, that's where I say, we should have taken a better look at this.
But that's, you know, to each his own.
Is it?
Sure, why not?
No, because don't you, everybody, no matter how little, can have successes.
Mm-hmm.
This is an okay subject, because it actually leads into the next subject. You'll love this one, because this was a question, and I don't have time to look for the exact question, but I do have it written down.
Okay.
The question is, and it was like one of those questions we had a few weeks ago, but it was a new question that was submitted. Now, this came from, and I know who submitted this question, but I'm not going to say their name, but here's a paraphrase of what the question is. Mm-hmm. This is so, I'm going to let you give your advice, and then I'm going to give my advice.
Okay.
Okay? There is, and you should know all about this. There is a girl who's getting married, okay, to somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't know that person, but I know the girl who's getting married.
Okay.
Okay, so I know this is a legit question. The girl's getting married to somebody, and I really don't know if it's a friend or coworker, that I don't know. But that person, I think, has a thing for the girl who's about to get married.
Okay.
What do you do?
If I'm that person?
Yeah. That's where the question came from.
Well, I mean, if that person couldn't... Okay, so if I'm that person and I'm looking in on the situation, so a friend of mine is getting married and I don't want him to, right? So
right.
I'm like, ugh. I mean, I think I would say something, but in a way that wouldn't necessarily... I mean, I don't know. I think you're going to have to decide. If you can't live with yourself, if it's going to be one of those things like... you would regret not saying something, then I think you have to say something. You have to take a really hard look at, like, if you're really willing to, like, pull the trigger. If you're not, then don't confuse that person. You know what I mean? Like,
I have no idea what you just said.
Okay, so, like,
if that was, like, dialogued out for me, written down, I would have no idea what you just said.
Because you don't have feelings. So, like, if you...
What did you say? I mean, now, listen, let me simplify this question again for the audience, because I'm sure they're highly confused now.
No, I get...
There's somebody getting married.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not married yet.
Sure.
And this person has developed some kind of feeling for that person.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know what to do.
Right.
That's how easy the question was. What you say, I don't... What?
Okay, so I'm putting myself in the position of a person who has feelings.
For the person who's about to get married.
I have feelings, and my friend is about ready to get married, right?
Friend, co-worker, whatever.
Yeah, this person that I know and obviously have feelings for is getting married.
Right.
So... you know, I'm going to have to take a look at that and decide, like, if I'm ready to be in a relationship with that person. Like, okay,
do you think they're about to be thingamajig?
Well, I don't know. But whether they are or not, you have to decide. I would have to decide if I am willing to, like, make my feelings go more. Like, if I just like them and I feel like, I really like that person, you're going to have to decide what level that's on. If you don't have any intention of, like, following through with your feelings, but then keep it to yourself. If you think that, like, you couldn't
put yourself in that person's position who's about to get married and isn't aware that these feelings exist.
Yeah.
That, what do you do? If somebody comes up and tells you, oh, I have feelings for you. Well, you're about to get married.
Well, I think that person would, you'd have to understand. I mean, you know, they'd either say, I appreciate that you have those feelings. Like, I don't know what you would say, but like, they would have to think for a minute and have a response. Or they wouldn't think at all and be like, oh my gosh, that's really nice, but like, I'm in love. You know what I mean? Like, they would have to deal with that. What do you want to say?
See, I think that's bad. See, my advice.
So you being the person looking in would say, don't say anything at all.
Right.
No, because you just said not long ago that you would have to say something. I remember having this conversation with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I like somebody, I would tell them.
Whether they were engaged or not. Remember you had this conversation because it was actually revolving around like cheating or something. Like, is it cheating if you have a deep conversation?
But see, but that's different. The conversation we had, for people who didn't hear that conversation, the conversation was, is it cheating to tell somebody who's in a relationship that you like them? And I said, no, you got to let them know. Because if you don't, then there's never a chance. Even if it's like a 0.5% chance that it would work out, you tell them because it may be. It may be. They may have feelings. They might not be telling you because they're in a relationship.
No, and this is exactly what I'm saying. You have to decide.
But you said in that situation, I remember you said, no, you don't tell them because...
No, I didn't.
Somebody did.
I didn't say that because if you can't live with yourself, like if you like are like, oh my gosh, I can't live... We had the whole... Because that led to the whole, like, the one that got away conversation. If you can't live with yourself, you have to tell them.
We all know who yours was, but I... We do, and that's okay. I think that's... I'm not going to say the name.
I mean, I don't know that I would consider him, like, the one that got away. Like,
so you even knew who I was talking about. Yeah. I didn't even have to say the name there.
Because I remember the conversation. But that was... I chalked that up to bad timing. That was bad timing.
You chalked that up to bad timing?
Yes.
Why are you messing with your earphones, causing problems?
Because they're weird in my head right now.
You got nervous. So you got all jittery there because of the one that got away.
Because maybe he's listening.
Maybe he is listening. But does he know? He doesn't know.
It was bad timing for both of us, and he would probably agree with that.
You think? But everybody lived happily ever after. Maybe. Maybe. My point is, I would tell them because I really don't care. If they would say, oh, you know, sorry, I'd say, ooh, you have very bad taste.
But you just said that you wouldn't tell them. You said, no, it's bad.
Would I tell somebody who was engaged? No, probably not.
Why? Because, yes, he would. Yes, he would.
No, because you know why? Because I would figure if that is your plan in life, if that's your deal, if you think that's right, you just go right ahead. You just go right ahead and do that.
But it's not.
You go right ahead, and I'll be there. You just let me know when the divorce is happening, and I'll show up for that.
But then you don't have real feelings, because that's not the way that it works.
No, it is, because you get a little angry, because you say, you know, that? Really? Okay.
I don't know.
Well, put it on the other foot. Let's say that you are the person getting married, God forbid, and you all of a sudden develop feelings for somebody else. Would you tell them even though you're about to get married?
Yes, 100%. I wouldn't get married.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
So you believe that when you get married, you only have feelings for one person.
I do.
Oh, see, I just know. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I think we need a polygraph. Somebody get a polygraph.
I would take one because I really think that, like, if we've had this conversation too in a roundabout way.
Listen, here's the thing.
When you are in a relationship.
We just talked about the one that got away.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't with anybody then.
No. But I'm saying nobody's passed away. Nobody's went on to their reward.
No, but we both, I mean, I think we both know how things felt between us. But I also think that, I don't think either one of us really hid the way that we felt necessarily. Now, did we come right out and say it? Well, no, but, like, it was a mutual attraction that was just really in the wrong time.
Right, but so that just died.
I think his profession is one that, yeah, like, it's not going to be one of those things where he can just,
I just don't believe at one time in everybody's life that they just have feelings for one person. Life is not like that. It's not like a cookie cutter.
Well, but I told you too. Like, if you ever find yourself in love with two people at once.
Oh, I can't even.
What is this?
I can't even.
Always even, choose the second. If you find yourself in love with.
Who's the second?
If you find yourself in love with two people. So, like, say you're in love with someone, you're getting engaged or whatever. Or even if you're married, you're in love with your spouse. Suddenly, you find yourself in love with someone else. Then you always choose the second one because. That means you were never really in love with the first one, or you fell out of love. You can't love two people that in that way. Like, I have love for more people than one, but I'm not in love with more than one person.
What's the difference? Now, we've never had that. What is the difference between love and in love?
Sure, we've had this conversation.
Not that. I don't think we had that. What's the definition there?
So, like, I have love for, you know, my kid's dad, but I'm not in love with him anymore. Like,
so
I wish him well.
Love?
It's an active sort of love.
Like you jog around the block together?
Yeah,
I mean,
what does that mean? We were active. No, it's an active love. Like you see yourself with them now. You see yourself in the future with them. I have love for my kid's dad, and I hope that he does well, but I don't see a future with him anymore. I wish him well.
That's an interesting... You've never said that. That's an interesting definition. It's somebody you see yourself with a future with.
Yeah, it's like a life you want to build.
Oh, that's weird.
That's active.
That's weird. Because how does anybody really know? You don't know.
No, but you can picture it. You know what I mean? You start planning and you picture it. And then that's, I think, a more active love. Like, I am thankful for the past that I had with my kid's dad, but, you know, my ex-husband, but I'm not... there's no future there.
Which one?
The one that I still talk to.
Oh, really?
Well, sure.
Oh, that's probably because the other one was... Right?
There's no communication there. Why are you laughing? That was horrible. It was a horrible situation.
I didn't say it.
You were laughing about it.
I was laughing about... Not about that.
My oldest kid's dad. Like, yeah, we get along fine.
Hey, whoa. Not about the... Hey, listen. Now, I was not making fun of the seriousness of the second one. I was making fun of the funny thing about the second one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that jury's still out on that. Who knows?
The jury is still out on that for sure.
Yeah. Maybe someday we'll find out.
I hope not.
I don't know. Maybe.
You're going to go looking?
You might have better luck than that with me.
No, I don't think I really want to figure that one out. But here's the interesting thing. I think in the end, all that really matters is that you don't do it. So my advice to this person is don't do that. First of all, you're going to make it awkward. Number one, and it's going to be hard to deal with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, it would be awkward. And then number two, you don't think it would be awkward?
No, because I think if you're both adults and it has to be said, then it has to be said. Like, there's no need for it to be awkward.
Well, I think saying that would be awkward.
Who is this that you are right now? Because this is not the Scott that we've had this conversation before.
No, I'm for saying your feelings to people who are in relationships because I think you do have to get it off your chest. But I'm not... If somebody's getting married, you don't run up to them like weeks before the wedding and say, well, hey, listen.
We need to pull the tapes because you for sure said that you would say something and that you needed to. And I believe that you need to think about it as being that person. Like if it's something you have to say, like if you have to get it off your chest, if you know you have those feelings, then it needs said.
Don't you think, though, that the unobvious choice... See, you say the second person. I'm not even really sure what that means. I think it's the unobvious choice that is the right choice.
I don't know about that, but I'm just saying the second, if you find yourself in love with two people at once and you realize that maybe at first you don't realize, but then you're like, oh my gosh, like I do.
So
love
somebody
him.
Has to tell you that? Well, okay. So this is a good parting question. And you might be back next week. It's hard to tell.
Hard to
tell at this point. But the point is that, so you don't roll your eyes at me. That's terrible.
I've already told you I will not be here on the 24th.
Is that next week?
No. That's 2 weeks.
Well, you might not be here. Oh, another 2 week of hiatus. So
I'll be here next week.
So here's the thing. What I was going to say was, so you're saying that if somebody approached you, now mm-hmm. you're getting married,
mm-hmm.
okay, and somebody approaches you and says, oh, you know, wait a second, whoops, I fell and I hit my head, I slept on some, you know, slippery water or something, and I have some feelings for you, that would trigger in your brain that you had feelings for them?
No, I don't think
that's
it triggers.
What you said, though. You said maybe I didn't realize.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe it would make you look at them in another light and be like, you know what? Like, I do, or I don't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it would make you think.
So what is the number one trait?
Of what?
Falling in love. Not this. What the number one trait in a person that makes you fall in love with them?
What do you mean? I don't know what you mean. Like, why do I fall in love with, like, what do I find?
Is this a difficult question?
Yeah, kind of. Like, what
Hello?
A trait that makes you fall in love with someone.
Yeah, the number one thing that is most appealing about somebody that makes you fall in love with them. That trait is like, wow, that got me. I was watching Notting Hill last night. I didn't watch
gosh.
The whole thing. I still haven't seen the whole thing. I watched clips. But,
See, we're different people. I watched Unsolved Mysteries last night.
I hate that show.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I hate it. It's so... Is that guy still hosting it who used to host it 100 years ago? Oh, thank God. Mm-hmm. He's horrible. I'm glad he died. I can't stand it.
The music is the same, they're more mystery.
I can't stand that show.
And Dateline tonight is going to be good.
Murder
mysteries.
Unsolved mysteries and Dateline. Yes. Okay.
I love those
Number
things.
One trait. Unsolved Mysteries lover?
I think I find...
What is Unsolved Mysteries on? Is that a channel?
It's on like Netflix is what I watch it on. They are doing a whole reboot. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Does it have a host?
No.
Good.
No,
because the old show was awful.
Yeah.
Awful. That guy in a trench coat walking around everywhere in cemeteries.
Well, because his son was murdered and stuff. So
that's America's Most Wanted.
Oh, no.
Unsolved Mysteries was the weirdo out in the cemetery. Number one trait, are you going to give it to me here?
I think people are like who are genuinely nice. I mean, like there's you can.
Oh, that's why everybody likes me. I didn't realize this was a trait.
We didn't say emotionless nice people.
I'm genuinely nice.
Genuinely nice. I don't know.
I've covered your rear end.
Just today, I was talking about I need to go help someone, and you're like, "Why do you do that?"
Oh, you were talking about something silly though that is not going to be of help because the person
it is of help. Like when you, if somebody is like, "I need help," and I'm like, "I can go help." Or even if they don't say they need help, but they're like clearly in over their head or have a lot going on, why wouldn't you go help?
I just tell people when they're wrong. And sometimes this does not go over well.
I don't know. I think that like just genuinely nice people, and you can usually tell like in their eyes if they're actually nice, whether they act like they are or not.
In their eyes?
Yeah, people have kind eyes.
Really, do they?
Yeah, for sure.
What is a kind eye? Like who has, tell me somebody who has kind eyes.
I mean, like someone people would recognize?
Yeah.
Kind eyes. Like, so, I don't know.
I don't know what kind eyes are. That's very strange.
You can just tell they have a kindness about them. They have, like, kind eyes. You can see kind of behind, you know what I mean? Just kind of behind them. Like, they have really kind eyes.
What planet do you live on? This is so strange.
Why is this strange?
What a weird conversation.
For sure. But that's what I think, genuine kindness.
Boy, I hope Amy's listening.
Amy would know exactly.
She does
what
listen
I meant.
From time to time, and she has no idea what you're saying right now. Now she would be nice. Now Amy's a nice person, so she would say, "Oh, of course I understand what Abby's saying."
Amy 100% has kind eyes. Like she does. You can see she has like.
Listen, we're wonderful.
Smiling, bright eyes. Amy would be one person. That's a great example. Not that I was trying to think of someone famous that maybe more people would like recognize.
Don't try to take my example. So I'm just saying she's so nice. She would say that you are right, but clearly you are completely wrong.
Oh my gosh. Or even like Charlie, he had very kind eyes. Like you could see it in him. There was a kindness that just existed.
See, I don't know about these things because I don't look at people's eyes.
What?
Why would I look in somebody's eyes?
You can tell a lot when you look in someone's eyes. What do you mean?
Well, what's the reverse?
You can just people that you I don't know that you maybe
evil?
Don't have that.
Who has evil eyes?
I don't think that they're evil.
Evil
no.
eyes.
I think some people just have a genuine kindness that you can see when you look at them.
I don't know. But advice to this person, just wait for the thing to fall apart. It will. And then make your move. Then go in because they'll be really, you know, hurt and vulnerable.
That's bad, bad, bad news.
There's a period of vulnerability that goes on for a long time. You know, I think people after a relationship, a long one, I think they're vulnerable a lot longer than they say they are. I think it's like years. I don't think it's maybe. Months or.
People are really hard. Some people come out of relationships pretty hardened and not vulnerable.
Well, was it fun to be back?
Absolutely. Man, that hour just flew by.
Doesn't it fly by?
It did.
Time always does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was good to have you back.
Thank you.
We'll see what happens next week.
Mm-hmm.
And the week after that, you'll be gone.
I will. Yes, yeah. But. Kaysen's having surgery.
And we hope that goes great, of course.
Freaking out.
I'm sure it will be fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Ugh.
So it's going to be fine.
It's major. It's not minor. It's scary.
But it's going to be fine. I know about these things.
I'm the mom and I worry, so that's my job.
Well, you can worry, but just know that in the end, it's going to be fine.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll be on tonight from 8 to 10, so I'll be back here doing more of this and next week.
Next week?
More. Oh, and Tuesday morning. You've got to listen Tuesday morning because there's a really, 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 really big thing that I can't tell you about. But trust me, you will not want to miss this. Tuesday morning from 9 until 10. Oh, man.
Anticipation is already building.
You're not going to want to miss this for love nor money. Have a great weekend. Talk to you tonight. Yes, Amy?
Yeah. Have a great weekend.
It's Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, in conjunction with WWGA.